A Captain Sleep Bedtime Adventure. The Magic Talking Book and the Missing Page. Little Timmy is a little boy who likes to read a story before going to bed. As he is reading a story, he imagines he becomes Captain Sleep. On this starry, starry night, as Captain Sleep is getting ready for his next big bedtime adventure, he hears a knock at the window. Who could it be?
Psst! Captain Sleep, it's me, Magic Talking Book. I'm in trouble. Please let me in.
Captain Sleep quickly opens the window to let the Magic Talking Book in. Oh dear! The Magic Talking Book doesn't look well. His pages are crumpled and torn.
Oh no, Magic Talking Book! What has happened to you? How can I help?
One of my pages has gone missing. And now, the children would know how the story of Cinderella ends. What should I do?
Oh, Magic Talking Book, please don't cry. Let's find your missing page together. We'll head to the bedtime library across the Midnight River. Maybe your missing page is hiding there.
Captain Sleep and Magic Talking Book fly towards the bedtime library, where shelves and shelves of storybooks stand tall, waiting to be read.
There are so many books here, Captain Sleep. Where do we start?
Magic Talking Book. There's only one way to find out. Let's read some of them. Maybe your missing page is hiding in one of them. Right there.
Captain Sleep finds a big, soft, comfy chair and sits down, with Magic Talking Book beside him. He picks up a book and starts reading through the pages.
Once upon a time, in a castle far, far away, there slept Sleeping Beauty. An evil witch had put a spell on her. The Sleeping Beauty wakes up, and they lived happily ever after. The end. I'm sorry, Magic Talking Book. I don't think your missing page is hiding here. Let's try another story. A long, long time ago, there was a gingerbread man who lived in a kitchen of a baker. He had gumdrop buttons and
chocolate. Captain Sleep reads page after page, story after story, book after book.
No, it's not this one either. Let's try Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there lived a little girl named Goldilocks. She was a very naughty little girl. Goldilocks said, "This porridge is too cold." And Cinderella lived happily ever after with her prince? That's not right. Magic Talking Book, there's an extra page here that doesn't belong. And this extra page is about Cinderella. I think I found your missing page.
Captain Sleep carefully picks up the missing page and gives it back to the Magic Talking Book.
Oh, there you are. Missing page. Were you playing hide and seek?
The missing page giggles and tries to hide again. Quickly, the Magic Talking Book catches hold of it and carefully tucks it back to where it belongs with the other pages of the story, Cinderella.
Thank you, Captain Sleep. Now little children will know how the story ends and have a good night's sleep.
They wave goodbye to Captain Sleep.
Mission completed. Remember, kids, reading a bedtime story helps you have a good night's sleep. Good night and sweet dreams.